Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark James. Andy Hart. It's James and Hart getting you through your Saturday on Boston Sports Station. WEEI.
Hour number two here on Mark and Hart on WEEI. The number to get in, 617-779-7937. That's 617-779-7937. Andy, I got to hear these nicknames. We've teased this. I'm literally waiting with bated breath, so just go for it.
Well, you added an S. I only really have one, so you sort of over-teased me. But
that's okay.
I'm sure you're well aware that the Celtics-heavy Team USA team lost to Australia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that would make them what? Normally we call them Team USA, but maybe Team Blue SA. They blew it. See what they did?
Well, I think you knew. You knew that was bad.
I did.
But you,
I'm patterning it after you.
Yeah, but you still went with it anyway. I think you can do better. But you know
thanks,
what?
Boss.
I give you about a C minus on that one.
But does it concern anyone that the Celtics underachieve even in the offseason when they're not playing?
Oh, now there's a good question. Yes. Kyrie Irving's not walking through that door. Al Horford's not walking through that door. And if they do, they're going to be wearing Brooklyn Nets and Philadelphia 76ers unis.
Even the new-look Celtics are underachieving, and it's only August.
Oh, man. And I was thinking here's the thing, and regardless of what, and they already lost Team Australia, but regardless, I think at least maybe Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, and Jaylen Brown being together, and I think just this will perhaps galvanize these guys in that way when the new faces like Enes Kanter come in, when training camp starts in a few weeks, actually. I think this team will, the chemistry will be better. Will they be better? I don't know. I wouldn't bet on it right now, but it is what it is. But wow, losing to Australia. Who did Australia have? Andrew Bogut?
I believe he is on the team. Yeah, there's somebody from the Spurs is on the team.
Oh,
there's,
yeah, yeah.
There's NBA.
Patty Mills.
Yeah, there's
Patty
NBA
Mills.
Players, and I think he scored like 10 points down the stretch or something, Mills, to sort of put the game away. But they had already beaten Australia a week ago, and they're still in this preliminary. These are just sort of friendlies, as they'd call them in soccer. They haven't started yet, but you also have to remember, a lot of these teams, we don't need to go down the international basketball road here, but a lot of these teams play together. They're seasoned teams that have played together for a while. For USA, you have, what would you call this, third-tier NBA players? I mean, most of the...
Oh, absolutely. You might be kind.
So,
you might be kind.
It's third-tier players who don't really play together. You know, I mean, it's probably not all that surprising how low you can go before the international teams beat you.
Right. Here's the thing. Could Jason Tatum, on a team that comprised the very best players from the United States of America, Jason Tatum might be one of those guys that they keep at the end of the bench that could might be able to crack it. Might. But when you have Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown representing the United States of America internationally, that's sort of an indictment of the United States of America, this team in particular. Now, it's not the Olympics. It's the World Championships, all that. But, yeah, I mean, Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart would never, ever. I mean, third tier, you're being too kind. 617-779-7937. We were talking before about the Patrick Chung situation being indicted for felony cocaine possession. Your thoughts on that? Andy and I look at this as a pretty serious deal, even though Andy believes that, which I was surprised, and maybe you know something I don't, having spent nearly 17 years there in Foxborough, that you actually think he will be eligible and be on the field for Sunday night, September 8th, week one against the Steelers.
Yeah, I just don't see how this comes together so quickly and so poorly on his behalf. Again, I can't envision Bill Belichick just flat out cutting him before this plays itself out in the legal system. And that just sounds very quickly for me to you get a lawyer and you start to, you know, create all these cases and this deniability like our first caller brought up. And, you know, the creating some doubt. I just don't think any of that can play itself out that quickly. Real quick before we get to the calls, and by the way, we got a call in Florida, so you have a listener down there who's sharing airspace with you.
No. I don't. We do.
Oh, we. We're a team here. Yeah,
where are we?
Mark and
where
Hart.
Are we here?
We're a we.
Yeah. Right.
I don't often like to get into rumors and Twitter rumors, but you may have seen, and it is Saturday, so I dabble in rumors on Saturday. It helps to call up phone calls. You know, there's been some reports, including from Mike Lombardi. I brought him up twice already, that there's going to be a heavy trade market as we come down the home stretch towards next Saturday, which is cut downs to 53. Laramie Tunsil is a big name that's already been out there. There's a lot of rumors.
Real?
Yes.
He was a first-round pick like 2 years ago. There's
rumors that he's out there. And then low-level rumors actually emanating from Florida have brought up the name Julian Edelman, which I do not buy for half of 1 millisecond.
No.
He is the one constant
Stop.
For Tom Brady. But it's
Stop.
Out there. I'm just saying.
No, I know. Is this
Boston
Mike
Sports
Lombardi
Journal? No, this is some low-level blogger from Florida. But it's out
please.
There. I mean, Boston Sports Journal, you know Miguel Patzcap, who's done a great job over the years sort of tabulating all the Patriots' salary cap. He just retweeted it and said, you know, make of this what you may. I said, I make nothing of it. I don't give any validity.
Yeah.
That would stun me. I can't even think how stunned I'd be.
Listen, the reigning Super Bowl MVP who has taken so much, like, and then they just sort of agreed to some deal. Even,
yes,
like,
they
even
bumped up his contract.
Right, like, come on.
Yeah,
give me a break.
I can't even fathom it. But, hey, who knows? I do think the Patriots could be active trade partners in other areas. We've talked about the depth on defense. Could they try to swing a cornerback or a linebacker for a tight end, try to augment that position, or even the wide receiver position, the returner position? Because right now it seems like a dumb little thing, but your options at punt returner seem like they're Gunnar Olszewski. I haven't learned his name yet. Or
no, it's actually
Julian,
by the way, it's actually Olszewski.
Okay, Olszewski.
Yep.
Coach Krzyzewski is returning punts for you, although he got dinged up at the end of the game the other night, too. But, no, sounds like there's going to be some trades in the next week, and the Patriots, I think, have some depth at some positions that might offer them the opportunity. You know, Trent Williams, that was a rumor earlier in the week that they had offered
but
a first-round pick.
According to all the reports, including Matt Chatham, that's off the table now because Isaiah Wynn's been so good.
Yeah, Isaiah Wynn has been okay. Did you see that block he missed the other night on the little screen?
And Andy, that's what I'm saying. Before we bronze this dude's dome in Canton, let's just hold off a little bit.
He looked you know how they call offensive linemen when it's a good thing dancing bears because they're big athletic guys? He was a dancing bear out there doing nothing. He just actually stood there and watched Philip Dorsett get lit up on a screen pass. So do I think he's going to be okay? I do. Just watching him, I think he's going to be okay. But, yeah, let's not pretend he's a Pro Bowler just yet.
No. 617-779-7937. Just write to the calls. Let's go up to the great state of Maine and speak to Mike in Maine. What's up?
Hey, how's
Hello,
it going?
Hey, Mike.
Great.
So I was looking up the laws for New Hampshire and Maine as well for the felony cocaine possession. So in New Hampshire, it says any amount is a cocaine possession, any amount of cocaine. And then Maine, anything is automatic. I think it's a Class C or Class B felony.
Okay.
And then anything under a half of a gram or a half of an ounce is considered sale and trafficking. So, and then anything more than a half ounce to 5 ounces is also bumped up to a higher class felony.
Well, he had more than didn't he have more than he had the higher class one, didn't he?
I have no idea. That's what I was going to question was how much did he actually have. I mean, outside of the fact that he shouldn't have any and all that, how much did he actually have and how serious of a charge for felony cocaine possession is he looking at?
Well, the word felony is attached
to
it.
That they can,
it's a felony.
It's something that he can see down to.
We
understand that, but the way court works, you have a chance to go in there, plead your case, and have it lowered to a lesser class offense or
right.
whatever they want compensation for it.
Right. But right now it's felony. I mean, we have a couple mics who have led this show off trying to bend over backwards to say it's not a big deal. It's a felony. I don't know how it ends up. He may never serve anything. He may be found not guilty. He may plead. I don't know how it ends. But right now, on the books, it's a felony charge. And as I said, if my flipping son ever came home with a felony charge, I would be getting a felony charge for whooping his ass because I'd be pissed off.
I would think that would probably hold suit when growing up. If we ever forget about felony, a misdemeanor, I would have gotten whooped. I mean, let's just be real. Right. Like, it's like, yeah, like, let's not, you know, let's not sugarcoat it. I mean, but yeah, I think
I just want, can I clear it? I like Patrick Chung. I respect Patrick Chung. I think yes. He has been a good guy for this team, a leader. He's done a lot of things. That's all fine and dandy. But he has a felony indictment right now. Like, those are just the facts. We're not
right.
Drumming any charges up. We're not fluffing this up for, oh, let's get some calls by making fun of Patrick Chung or trying to fluff it up. We're going with the facts. It's a felony cocaine possession charge. It is what it is.
It is what it is. And not only that. That and please, and you were talking about going on social media. I don't compare the situation to Josh Gordon. Don't because listen, and I understand why one person said because Josh Gordon, the GQ article came out and said that he he basically had problems with cocaine, codeine, and marijuana. So the cocaine is the commonality in this situation. Don't compare the two. Josh Gordon, as far as I know, not only has he never been convicted of a crime, I don't even know if he's ever been arrested. So let's not compare the two and say, well, one guy's doing cocaine. Well, you know, you have a problem with Patrick Chung when you have a problem with Josh Gordon. No, listen, this is a criminal matter. This is not a substance abuse addiction disease problem. I want to just make the clarity on that.
That we know of.
That we know of, right.
I mean, there's always the chance, right?
That's a great point. Yes.
I mean, yeah. I have, you know, Patrick Chung has been a pretty straight and narrow guy. I mean, he's played in every game. He's been available to the Patriots. But I always say this, we have no idea what people are doing when they leave the facility, when we don't see them. We have no idea. We have absolutely no idea. So, yeah, I just... It is what it is. Right now, I would just say, fans, I understand he's a Patriot and you want to defend him to the end, but he is also associated with a felony indictment for possession of cocaine.
Yeah, and think about, you know, and just what it was, if it was a member of your family who was, I don't think you'd be looking, well, this isn't that big of a deal. Oh, Johnny will be fine. He'll just send, you know, Johnny will be fine. He'll just send the lawyer to court. And
or your employee. What about your employee? If you want, you know, you're a local little small business owner and your employee is indicted on felony cocaine possession, you say, you know the laws in Maine. Yeah, it's less than an hour. No big deal. My guess is as his boss, you'd be like, wait, well, what kind of guy do I have? What's going on? How is this going to cost me my employee?
He is right about any amount is a felony, though. Like, there's no...
Because it's cocaine.
I know, but simple possession feels like it should be a misdemeanor.
It's cocaine.
Okay, if it's heroin, maybe.
So where's the line?
I think cocaine... I think once you're into, you know, fentanyl and heroin and
so
stuff...
So cocaine is on the easy side of the line, the lesser cocaine?
Let me get this straight. So in terms of the severity, cocaine is just a second. So like Andy
it's
was
a potty
talking
drug.
About,
it's right on the line.
No, you were talking about Team USA and the tiers. So cocaine is what, a second or third tier drug now? Is that it?
I would say it's in that second tier. It's weirdly between like weed and the sort of like opiates and ecstasy.
Will there be a day when cocaine is legal? We've gone down the road of marijuana. Will there be a day where cocaine is legal?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So it's a little bit different.
You know what's amazing to me though? How cocaine has lost a lot of luster. Like cocaine is nowhere near what it used to be.
You're
apparently.
Not, I don't know about that. I just think it's more on the sneak.
On the sneak?
On
the hell
sneaky,
does on the sneak mean?
Just people are doing it more.
Don't
shadily.
You do most drugs on the sneak because they're illegal?
Cocaine, like what, in the 70s, 80s, it was like, you know, on
party
tables
drugs.
At parties.
Oh, yeah, I've heard stories about that.
Okay, I think people still do.
People I know. So now there's still cocaine parties?
Less public about it, we'll say. More in like the kind of socialite atmosphere.
And by the way, Eamon, you know way too much about this stuff.
Yes.
So I'm beginning to worry. Yes, you do.
Do you use your right nostril or your left?
Or both. Don't answer
Equal
that question.
Opportunity employer.
Oh, my God. I just told you don't answer that. 617-779-7937. Let's go to David in Florida. What's up, David?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. It's Mark with a K, right? Or is it a C?
C. That would be a C.
Mark with a C. You got to say that with a little attitude, like you're a WWE.
I mean, I see. Listen, the last thing I need is any more attitude.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C, James.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for. I got you. Gotcha.
There you go, something like that. Now tell me about the little personal question for you. How does a boy from Western Mass end up at the University of Arkansas? I gotta admit, I was Googling you a little bit.
Okay, that was undergrad, and then I improved and got smarter and ended up at the University of Miami.
Arkansas. How'd you like Fayetteville?
I mean, it was interesting. What do you got on that? What are we doing? Go ahead, David. What do you want to talk about?
Fayetteville—that's quite an icon. But
David, thanks for the phone call.
What do you want to talk about? He said Belichick's mastermind. I wanted to get to that after we got through with your education record.
Right, exactly. Which nobody cares about. Rich in North Providence definitely does not care about. Is up next. Go ahead, Rich.
Good afternoon. Pardon the noise in the background.
Is that a blower?
Yeah, it sounds like the lawnmower is going in full effect.
Sorry about that. I hope that that he gets the help that he needs, first of all.
Patrick.
Yeah, I hope he gets the help that he needs. Second, Brady, I mean, it's just uncanny. I mean, the reason why he you know, obviously had a shortened season years ago was from a cheap hit from the guy. But other than that, I mean, like, the guy is so durable. And he's 42 now, so I mean that speaks of itself. Third, you know, when I was speaking to you earlier, Mark, in the week, I talked about Danny Ainge and how he should have traded, you know, Kyrie, as you say, mm-hmm. would say,
yep,
for top level draft picks. He was not, and the expression I was trying to say, but I didn't come up with it, was that he was not Belichickian, as he should have been. You know, you can definitely see Bill Belichick would have traded him, I think, in a heartbeat to move on.
But you know what? I'll actually defend Danny Ainge on that, and I'll tell you why. Just because the Celtics had not been to the playoffs with Kyrie Irving, so you're not going to trade him when you went through everything you could to move Isaiah Thomas, and you bring in Kyrie Irving, who was hurt for the previous year's playoff run. You had to see what they were going to do, and they were better without him, quite frankly, and it's unfortunate.
Right. Yeah. And last but not least, about Mookie Betts, you know, remember – We gave up four guys for Tyler Thornburg. So, I mean, if we gave up four ball players for Tyler Thornburg, can we at least get four or five guys for Mookie Betts?
I would think so. At the very least, that's a great question. That's a great question. And yes, and you need to, hopefully, you're going to be, and maybe a team like Atlanta. And here's my thing, and I don't think Atlanta would do this, but Ronald Acuña Jr. last night just became the second youngest player to go 30-30 in Major League Baseball history. So, and the first guy to do that was Mike Trout. That I want Ronald Acuña Jr. If you're going to trade Mookie Betts, if you're trying to get equal value in return, then I want that type of player, that guy back. Now, will the Braves part with him? Probably not. Then you don't make the deal. But,
no.
But, you know, here's the thing too, is that the Red Sox are in a little bit of a situation, much like the Indiana Pacers when everybody knew that Paul George wanted out, where you don't have as much leverage. Everybody knows you need to deal him. If you don't get a deal done in the offseason, your leverage goes down.
Real quick, while you guys were having that smorgasbord call where you sort of touched on everything across the sports landscape, you didn't touch on Julian Edelman's contract. I just Googled it.
Yeah.
According to SportTrack, because they redid his contract. Remember, he signed an extension this year in May. His dead cap hit would be $13.8 million. So there's no way in Hades that they're trading him.
Yeah.
They need him, I mean, he's Brady's binky and he's Brady's go-to guy and he's the centerpiece of the passing attack, but they would take a massive dead cap hit. It makes no sense. That's the worst rumor I've ever ignored on Twitter. Terrible.
And that's why when you're talking about Twitter, you have to just go with the people who actually, you know, I'm not saying they don't have to be the blue checkmark brigade, as they call them, but at least make sure they're accredited and they're paid and they're not just some guy in his mother's basement making up some sort. The Patriots would never cut Edelman prior to the season. He's the number one receiver.
Yeah, makes
Tom
sense.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, come on. Like, just to even suggest something like that would be. Now, the Laramie Tunsil situation, I could see that. Maybe he didn't, you know, it didn't pan out. Okay, that's fine. I totally understand that. You know, and maybe the Dolphins is what the Dolphins do. He's not the first round bust draft pick they've had. They won't be the last. So I could see that. But don't just sit here and say, You know what, the Cleveland Browns could cut Jarvis Landry. Watch out for that one. It's not going to happen. Stop it. All right. Something that has really, and I think a lot of people out there, when we talk about this next, might really piss you off, because and I am absolutely irate about this, and I want to get your thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. Plus, we'll talk about the Patrick Chung. But this particular, only in America, to quote Don King, could something like this happen. We'll get to that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right back to James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
Rest in peace, Gangstar. One of the greatest rap stars and one of the greatest rap songs of all time. Mass Appeal. We are Mark and Hart on WEI, 617-779-7937. All right, so I teased this thing. Let me get right to it. And it's not really, it'll go a little bit into college football, but it's not about college football. It really has to do with domestic violence. Nick Saban and the University of Alabama brought in former NFL running back Ray Rice to speak to the Crimson Tide football team on how to treat women. This is true. And by the way, Ray Rice has actually been doing this for a couple years now. As I found out, Urban Meyer had him in at Ohio State. Willie Taggart, the current coach at Florida State, had him come in and speak to the Seminoles. And he had him go speak to Oregon when he was with the Ducks. So the message, I don't have a problem with the universities. And obviously, when you think of domestic violence in sports, the first name that's synonymous with that for me, and maybe for you as well, is Ray Rice. So that's the guy. Here's the thing that pisses me the F off. This is not some pro bono community service that, you know, they're just bringing him in to talk about, hey, this is this guy, and I just looked it up. If you want to look it up, you can check it out, because I just Googled it, athletespeakers.com. You can dial 1-800-916-6008, and for $5,000 to $10,000, you can have Ray Rice come speak to your college football program, your NFL team, your NBA team, whomever, and people in schools are paying for him to do this. So let me get this straight. The video, the smoking gun that Harvey Levin and TMZ dropped during the middle of the night after week one of the 2014 football season, which completely just superseded everything, this guy basically knocked out his then fiance, Janae Palmer, now his wife, Janae Rice. And he's profiting off of this. He is actually profiting off beating the hell out of his wife. And I'm sorry, I know in America, we're all about second chances, and that's fine. I'm not saying this guy should spend, the rest of his life in solitary confinement, even though he should have gone to jail, but that never happened. But I am saying this. This guy should not be profiting off this crap. And if you're not pissed off about this, then apparently, then you don't have any respect for women that I do. Because I can tell you right now, if that was my sister or my mother or my aunt or my niece or whomever, or just a friend, and then her now husband, who they stayed together and whatever, that's fine what they want to do. He's now profiting off this, charging $5,000 to $10,000. Are you kidding me? This is a joke. And when I saw this come up yesterday on TMZ Sports, I just said, wow. And I, because I'm like, there's no way he's just doing this. This is how he's making his money. So I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but this is BS. And anybody, I don't care who you are, whether you're Alabama, Florida State, whoever pays this guy to come and speak to their team, you are absolutely committing, to me, a felony worse than what Patrick Chung's being charged with right now. This is a joke. And I'm sorry, no man who lays his hands on a woman should not only never have to go to jail, but they should, now you're going to profit off this? I mean, only in America could something like this happen, Andy. I'm sorry, I've said what I had to say.
I noticed that was a long. You know, I was here. I thought you thought the mics went down again, and you had to fill for a while.
No, I just I had to go off. You feel free, I am not as worked up about this as you are.
It does feel a little funny. It does smell a little funny. You don't love it, but the flip side of it is obviously, if you're one of these programs or you're any institution. You're bringing in this guy to steer your group of employees or players in the other direction, right?
That is correct.
You know, it's the same thing as Chris Herron goes into these high schools. Why? Because these administrators believe these kids are going to listen to Chris Herron because Chris Herron's been down a road that they don't want to go down, that these administrators haven't been down, right? So he has experiences, and he can share a story in a way that they can't. Now, I don't know for sure. Do you know for sure he got paid?
No. Andy, right now it's athletespeakers.com.
No, I know,
he's getting paid $5,000 to $10,000 for this.
No, but that's so it says Alabama paid him $5,000 to $10,000. Not that that's his general speaking fee.
What he's getting paid to go and speak. These are paid engagements.
Well, I know, but that's also when he goes to Bank of America or when he goes to GE and speaks at some corporate meeting.
Absolutely.
There are these, you can find anybody. Bill Belichick's probably listed on the same thing. You know, Bill Parcells is. All these people have these representatives, and you can pay boatloads of money to have this famous person come speak and share a story, whether it's on leadership, whether it's on drug abuse, whether it's on what not to do, what to do right. There's a variety of these. And I just wonder if in the football world, going to Alabama, if he was paid or if this was just sort of something he did.
Listen, from what I know, and I have a contact that worked in the staff for Willie Taggart that's at Florida State right now, and that he is paid for these appearances. This is not pro bono.
Yeah, so
this is not community service.
I don't love that. But I also think you brought up the idea of second chances. Well, he never got a second chance in the NFL, and he never will, because he was at the end of the road as a running back, right?
Right.
That was part of it. The reason he didn't...
Right. If he was Kareem Hunt in the prime of his career, he would have gotten a shot.
If he was still Saquon Barkley, he'd be on the field playing for somebody. We'd move past it.
Sure. We know the hypocrisy there. But my thing is that, like, you're profiting off of, like, the worst thing that... I don't know if him and Janae have kids or whatever. Like, one day you're going to explain to your kids, hey, mommy, a daddy did this to mommy, and then I went out and spoke about what not to do to a woman, what I did to mommy, and I the message is fine, but it's like, you're profiting off this.
Right, it doesn't feel great. It feels like you're not donating your time, you're not paying your penance, you're getting paid to do this. I agree with you. I'm not as worked up as you are.
And by the way, when you say blackball from the NFL, dude, he was Corey Dillon in 2006. He was done. He was pretty much done. He didn't have much left in the tank.
No, I agree. Right. I agree. It wasn't as much about the domestic violence as it was the domestic violence combined with a guy with nothing left, not much tread left on that tire. No question about that. But the bigger issue here, it's a good thing, right? Not that he's getting paid. It's a good thing that he's doing this and sharing a message with this group of, 100 football players. He comes from the same place. right? He was a pampered athlete. He was a stud at Rutgers. He was a stud in the NFL. Probably got ahead of himself in terms of the world. You know, it also gets into these things you hear these athletes talk about. They're paid to be violent. They are paid to be violent human beings. They're paid to have more testosterone than you and I. And how do they deal with that when they leave the violence of the game? There are a lot of things that he can bring to the table that are positives here. It does feel a little funny that he's getting paid to do it. I'll admit that.
All right, 617-779-7937. We have some calls lighting up who want to talk about this in particular. So we're going to get to all. We see everybody there. You want to talk about everything else. Hang in there. I want to go to Jim in Rhode Island first, who wants to talk about the Ray Rice situation. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I'd like to put a little antidote in. And does Ray Rice, which I think he should do, and we do not know if he does, would he donate some of his speaking engagement money to battered women, battered children, or
excellent idea, spouses? Jim.
Along those lines.
From your mouth to God's ears. Now that would be something that I don't know if he does it. I don't know how he's making money. So this is the way he's making money. But that to me would be something that, okay, fine. Then you're going to take, you know, this is something that if you're going to profit and put food on your family's table. Listen, everybody has a right to work. I'm not saying this guy, you know, should be cast out as some leper for the rest of it, you know, but he did what he did and he didn't pay his debt to society. He paid his debt to the NFL, and they, you know, that was it, and they decided. But yes, that would be a great idea for him to do this. And I also want to say one more thing, because Andy brought up the Chris Herron situation. Fair enough. Chris Herron never laid a hand on a woman, including his wife, who he's been with for 20 years. Everything he did was self-destructive, which hurt his family emotionally and psychologically, but he never physically assaulted a woman. So let's make that distinct disparity right there too. They are both, neither one of them are even close to each other. It was all self-inflicted on Chris Herron, where Ray Rice, it did it to his now wife, which that's where I have a problem with.
Right. My only point was they're both destructive behaviors that can teach people what not to do.
Absolutely.
If Ray Rice wants to show us, the public, to show us exactly that he is going to take care of that issue, then he means it. He is trying to be rehabbed. He's trying to show and put himself out there. He is definitely feels something for what he did. But if it's total profit, then he's just another blow. That's what it boils
right
down to.
Right. Good phone call, Jim. Thank you. You're right. That's it. If you're doing it to contribute for the betterment of society, and I think that that should be something that Ray Rice, the rest of his life, that now that maybe this is the reason you thought, you know, obviously to be a professional football player, well, that was the first chapter. Now maybe this is it. Now you have to be that person that you're going to donate, like financially, to battered women and to help women, and not just raking in the cash, $5K to $10K. Per appearance. That to me is just, it's dirty. It's disgusting. And it's like, it's just imagine, like, you know, like, this isn't like, you know, like Andy, you've seen the movie Wolf of Wall Street, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually,
I
no.
Love that movie.
No, actually I haven't.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, no, it's a great movie. Leonardo DiCaprio. And he plays this character, Jordan Belfort, who goes around, and I don't want to get it. Anyway, in the movie, he's basically like this sort of, Gordon Gekko slash, what's the guy, who's indicted, the guy that's indicted who built all those people.
Bernie Madoff?
Bernie Madoff, right? So he's sort of the Bernie Madoff of like the New York City area in the movie. Then after he went to prison and he served his time, this is a true life story that he went out and does speaking engagements and saying that, hey, you know, this is what I did. Don't do it like this. Stay on the path. But this guy never physically assaulted a woman. And in the, like, you know, and granted, I know the NFL was way behind, the times, and it took that smoking gun videotape by Harvey Levin and TMZ to make this a situation. Listen, Ray Rice, he wasn't the first NFL or professional athlete to do this to a woman. And unfortunately, the worst part is he probably won't be the last.
He definitely won't be the last. And he's not.
Right.
It's not just athletes, though. It's, you know, managers. executives. I mean, this goes through all of this goes into all levels of life, right? This right. isn't a sports problem. This is a societal problem.
Absolutely. Okay. Hey, before we take a quick timeout, let's grab Mary and Peabody. Go ahead. Hey, Mary.
Hi. How are you?
Good, Mary.
I really don't agree with you. I think that Ray Rice should be given an opportunity to speak for people. I am a strong feminist, and I believe that, first of all, I believe in second chances. He's the one person who's actually done something to change his life and made positive changes. Why not give other players the opportunity to see there is a different way?
But should he be paid $5,000 to $10,000 for it?
Yeah, that's the problem I have with Mary.
I got to tell you something. I work in a school, and Chris Herron, we paid Chris Herron $5,000.
No, Mary, time out. Mary, time out. Okay. Mary, Chris Herron never violently put his hands on a woman. Do you not understand that?
I do understand that, but I also understand the destructiveness of drug use that is much more deep. And sometimes.
But Ray Rice had nothing to do with drugs.
Sometimes physical cuts are not even as necessarily as bad as the emotional, mental damage that's done by drug use. I've seen this. I've seen what it does to children and their families. And people should get a chance for redemption. And if Chris Herron gets that, then so should Ray Rice. It's not
Mary. I'm not saying Ray Rice doesn't deserve at a chance to make money for his family and at redemption, but the thing is, again, thanks for the phone call, Mary. But you just, you know, and Andy originally brought up Chris Herron. That's why I mentioned that is that, you know, the next time Chris Herron is arrested or for domestic abuse will be the first time because he's never done it before.
Right, but
never
he's still profiting if indeed he's paid. I don't know. This is sort of a new area for me. I didn't know all these speakers made large sums of money to share their stories with teams and groups and companies and all of that nature. But if he's profiting, he's still profiting off of illegal activity, right?
Sure.
He broke the law. Yes. He did things that are afoul from what society says is okay.
Absolutely.
And because of that, he's now making more money. That feels a little wrong. And I sort of agree in this whole area. If you really wanted to make a difference, then that money should go to a program, donate it to some charity and benefit that way. So now you have a dual benefit. Not only are you addressing this group of kids or workers or teams, you're also adding money to the cause. So yeah, this is new to me, and I don't love it. I don't love it, I'll be honest.
Yeah, 617-779-7937. More with your phone calls with Mark and Hart after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is James and Hart on WEEI.
Decision not to play Patrick Chung tonight, health related, or did it have something to do with today's news?
Yeah, Pat hasn't played all preseason.
What was your reaction today when you heard the news that Pat Chung was facing a felony indictment in New Hampshire?
Yeah, I think we released a statement on that.
Oh, he's never going to fold. He's never going to fold under questioning, unlike Henry Hill and Goodfellas.
Nope.
You got to give effort for trying, and that's why you can call him Trollin' Volin. I love when Volin goes there. because he's just going to ask the questions that everybody wants to know. I like it.
And yeah. Bill's not going to answer. We all know the game, right. But at least play the game. Yeah. Try.
Play the game.
I don't think we released a statement on that. Yeah, Pat hasn't played the whole preseason.
I liked that one a lot. Yeah, Pat hasn't played the whole preseason.
Right.
It is what it is.
You know what, though, was funny, though, the other day? I'm sure you were up there at his press conference during the week. He goes, Can the witness step down from the stand now? He was actually having fun and showing some sort of gregarious person. So it's always good. I don't mind when he's curmudgeon. I don't care. Like, it's a funny thing. The whole thing is just sort of funny. And, you know, he seems to actually have a pretty good back and forth with Volin, where this ain't the first time that him and Volin, like, remember when Volin asked him about, before the draft, when Schiano left, he goes, what about your defensive coordinator position? He goes, are you talking about for the draft?
Right. And Ben does a good job of asking the questions that have to be asked in a way that isn't argumentative and just is like, Bill, I'm just asking because I have to ask because it's the news of the team kind of way. And Bill kind of gives him the knowledge of, I'm not going to answer because it's the way I do things, Ben. But yeah, they have it. It's worked out well over the last couple of years, the way Ben asks those. It really
Losing your defensive coordinator at this point in the process, does that change much? Scout are going to be drafting on that side of the ball?
We're not talking about an unprecedented event here. Yeah, we've dealt with changes before, and we'll continue to deal with them. You mean relative to the 2019 draft?
Draft and the season that comes after as well.
Yeah, we'll just kind of stick to the draft for right now, Ben.
That's it, Eamon. Great stuff, Eamon. Good job. Yes,
and that's the Bill that I appreciate. And I just wish he did that more often, because every once in a while he goes down the road of being, I think, unprofessional and being rude to people, when that's all you have to do. You cannot answer the way you not answer and, you know, joke about when injury reports come out. And I'm really looking forward to those. And we'll get those to you as soon as we can without being, I think, disrespectful to people that are just doing their jobs.
Sorry to put you through it.
Thanks, Bill.
That was also the Volin.
It's also the Volin. They're all the Volin. I love it. All right, 617-779-7937. Desmond in Dedham is calling right in your legacy place. What's up, Desmond?
Hey, guys. I just want to say, first off, you win. I've been listening to WEI for 16 years. This is the first time I ever called in.
Wow.
Wow. We appreciate that. First time caller.
Yeah, so... this time I'm calling in, I'm like, do you really think it's a big deal that Patrick Chung got indicted for a felony B charge?
I do, because it's a felony. It's just the way I look at it.
But have you looked at the repercussions?
7 years in prison seems like a long time. According to Michael McCann, and I'm not an expert on this, 7 years in prison.
But what else did he say? He also said,
unlikely.
Suspension, fine. Probation, if convicted.
Right.
So I'm like, I just think you guys are kind of blowing it out of proportion. He didn't have it on him. Apparently, it passed all the drug tests. So, I don't know. I just think it's a little overblown.
Wow. I wish all of you people were my father, my teacher, my... Felony, no big deal. Just move on. It's felony.
Yeah. Come on. Wow. I mean, I got to tell you, it's... I never thought that one thing would go one way. And then it just goes the exact opposite direction, like to where it's like, holy God, everyone's calling it, like it's majority in the first 2 hours. People say,
no big deal.
Not that big of a deal.
NBD.
You're almost equating it to a speeding ticket.
You know? Right. And I'm sorry, not only is it a felony, but there is on the books, again, according to Michael McCann, I don't study these things, but 7 years. You could do 7 years in prison for it. That's not a speeding ticket. That's not a misdemeanor. That's not, he made a bad decision. That's like, you're dabbling in an area that is kind of a big deal, even though our producer also agrees that it's not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
Wow. we're being outnumbered, Hart.
And it's all laundry, isn't it? Do you think if this guy was on the Jets, everyone would say, it's not a big deal. It's just cocaine. What's the big... he's going to plead it down. He'll get a little suspension. No, you would say something different, I bet, Patriots fans, if we were on another team.
All right, we'll have some of that from Mike McCann actually coming up. And I want to take more of your phone calls, too, that what we were talking before about Ray Rice. And he is now profiting $5,000 to $10,000 speech to speak to schools, Alabama, Florida State, Oregon, and Ohio State he spoke to. Should he be able to profit off of after what? 7797-937. Mark and Hart on WEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.